Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here. Hello and welcome to Awakenings. Can you hear me? My Sacred Space of Empowerment room. Co-pilots, co-hosts, because I did not hear sound. So I want to make sure that you're hearing sound. Yeah, loud and clear. Okay. Thank you, co-hosts. What would I do without you? Okay, I had to hang up and log back in. Mercury retrograde. I'm two printers down in my office, so hopefully everything else goes smoothly. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome guests that are listening, all those listening later in the archives and also iTunes. So wonderful to connect with all of you here. Also, if you would like to call in for a reading or to chat, we'll have Paulo Dioro coming on a bit later. Call us at 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the chat, and that lets me know that you want to get on air and you want to be heard. Lots going on. I also want to let people know about this Saturday. We do have one of the Soul Path teleworkshops. Principles of Manifesting, and it's using the subtle energy and metaphysical principles to manifest. And we're really, it's more esoteric, advanced metaphysical principles are really drawing to you what it is that you want. So that you can go to principlesformanifesting.eventbrite.com, or it should also be on the Awakenings Radio Facebook page, or again, principlesformanifesting.eventbrite.com. Thank you, Siren Dreams, for putting it in the chat room. Appreciate it. So there's info on the chat. Also, you can always email awakenings@selfandlight.com or awakeningsradio@gmail.com to find out what's happening. I also would, by the way, really suggest, I don't want to toot my own horn, but my Soul Insights blog, really been covering a lot of Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living. And it'll be a little, not as long of a name we're doing a new website called Solar Living, which is probably within the next couple weeks will be launched. But you could just go to Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living .com. Or just Google my name and Soul Insights. And really, you know, there's so much change happening right now, and especially in regards to relationships. That's why Paulo and I had a little chat, and we said, what are we going to cover? And I said, relationship. There's so much going on. A lot of changes since 2009, but, you know, a year and a half ago with Saturn going into Libra and now Saturn in Scorpio, we're really being nudged for more growth as with how we relate to ourselves, how we see ourselves, self-love, self-acceptance, as well as transparency. You know, I did a whole post on honesty, and it's not that it's necessarily about disclosing things to people, but living more from integrity, living with, you know, are you living out of wholeness? Are you blocking or stopping parts of you? And with this Saturn now in Scorpio, you're seeing and the square that's created with, you know, that Pluto and Capricorn, Uranus and Aries, you're seeing people really getting squeezed within themselves and each other. There's a lot of irritation up. There's some people really just disappearing, backing off, some people going forward, some people not comfortable with the unknown, some people not comfortable being on their own, some people not comfortable connecting. So we're really having to reevaluate our relationship to ourselves or with ourselves as well as each other. And what does that look like? I mean, part of the new, you know, the new emerging consciousness of the new paradigm is requiring more connection, more collaboration. It's we've gone as far as we can with the idea of separating out. So a lot is changing within the template of, I would say, relationship and actually even work, right? Livelihood. Those two things are major changes in the new paradigm. Right relationship and right livelihood. And so I've been blogging a lot on this, on the Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living blog, trying to help people see what's coming up. For instance, this week there's been a lot of, you know, turmoil. I mean, I did some workshops with people, and I've been seeing just, you know, long-standing relationships of 20 years just all of a sudden dissolving or breaking up. And some of them, it's just like they don't know why, but they have to move on. Some of them are very clear about why. And, again, it's requiring more authenticity. I would say less, BS, if you want to be honest about it. You know, and so a lot, you know, and so it's not calling it up just for one person or one person within a relationship, but both people in the relationship and relationships of all kinds, even, you know, collegial or professional relationships as well. All right, I do see callers on the line. If you do have a question or a comment, if you want to get a reading or just chat or do a dream interpretation, the number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad, and that lets me know you want to get on air. Just before we get to callers, though, I want to touch upon, we had a couple people email questions in, or a few people. I try to take the questions that that represent what most people are asking. And again, anyone, you can email awakenings@selfandlight.com with your question or your dream, what you, your dream you want interpreted, or guest suggestions or topic suggestions. This is from Nicole, and she's talking about her chakras are all opening up. Now, for one thing, everybody, your chakras are always open. Are they active? Maybe, maybe not, you know, or how open or how active? It's kind of like maybe not having as much feeling in your little toe as maybe you do in your thumb or something, you know. So, and what's happening right now for everyone, more of the what we call the transpersonal chakras, transpersonal energy centers are opening more. They're beyond the ego or the personality center. They are the chakras or the energy centers that represent us all collecting as collective beings, you know, our soul tribes or soul groups, oversouls. You know, the rays that we come from. So our more of our group consciousness or awareness, more representing more the interconnectedness of everything and everyone. And so she's stating, I've had a lot of sensation in my crown chakra and third eye for over a year now. My third eye chakra always gets really tight, like it wants to pop when I meditate. Also, I've been having weird chest sensations for the past month or so. When I finally zeroed in on the sensation this week, I realized that it was my third chakra swirling, which is completely new. I did a meditation before bed last night and woke up in the middle of the night because I could feel energy coming in through my left foot and going halfway up my leg. I've also been receiving angel numbers for at least a year and have been focusing on getting answers through my dreams. I guess I would really appreciate some help, support with the chakra opening process and what I can expect. I've been looking to the internet for answers, but a lot of information about how to open them. One thing I would suggest when your chakras are, you know, activating more, and that could be perceived also as opening more, You want to be aware of imbalances. So sometimes, you know, we have imbalances. Maybe we're more mentally focused, or are we more emotionally focused? Do we need emotional clearing? Do we need to do more physical activity? You know, do we need to ground the energies? Are we integrating? I do this work personally, Nicole, and everyone. Also, I would suggest my daily OM course, the greatest soul shift. If you go to that, I cover a bit of working with energy. Usually when there's tightness, that's not necessarily open. That means that there's a blockage there or it preceding. The third chakra, which is our Hatha center, it's our empowerment center, but it is also the center of our inner child. It's also the center of our wounding, right? When someone says something mean to us, we feel like we've been pinched or harpooned, right, in the solar plexus, the abdomen. Or when we feel something's incongruent, or maybe we feel somebody's not quite right or not a match, or maybe they're lying to us, but they're saying something, we feel it in the stomach. So the third chakra represents our personality. It's us extending out into the universe as ourselves. So it has a lot to do with self-love and self-acceptance. So anyone that's feeling more movement there, more awareness there, that means you're getting more comfortable with who you are and expressing as an individual being, right? A thought, authentic being or a soul being, however you want to put it. So as that opens up more or is activated more, that's one of the beginnings of the soul alignment. It's also one of the beginnings to obviously connecting into what we call your kinesthetic wisdom or memory, which is kinesthetic meaning from the body, the sensing, the feeling. It's again the third eye is representing our individual will center. When you get to the seventh chakra, it's going into divine will. You're going into more of the expanded spiritual centers. It's all spiritual energy. And of course, the eighth chakra of the higher self, the ninth chakra is you know, the ascending or ascending beyond duality. So if the third eye is getting really tight, I would suggest that you go into the crown chakra and above. And you can even visualize in your meditation source energy coming through and feel it really coming through you. And you can let your higher self or the energies of source will work their way through. If my sense is you may be overactivating your third eye or the sixth chakra, because we are polarized, we're mentally polarized in this society, in the Western society, and so we actually have overactive sixth chakras, believe it or not, and that's also the center for psychic. Since being born a natural psychic, one of my earlier teachers, when the channel started opening, I started channeling, they didn't have me develop my sixth chakra. They said, oh, that's developed enough. You need to allow the seventh and above chakras to open, more the transcendent or transpersonal. Because the mental plane is still very much attached to the constructed ego. It's more mental. It's not bad. It's just we happen to be too polarized in that in that area. So that's what I would suggest is really just feeling that energy flow through the subtle energy. You know, join us on one of our Soul Path workshops. Again, we've got a teleworkshop coming up this Saturday. And I really work with people, teach people, show, guide, because you already know. Once people start doing it, they're like, oh, I know what this is, or I know how to do this, to tap into the subtle energy, because that's what the chakras are. They are the subtle energy that comprises us. So once you learn how to attune to that, then you can begin to let that energy work on you. It's like a energetic chiropractic adjustment, you know. It's like, you know, you are your own tuning fork as well. So, but you want to let the energy work through you. You can slightly direct it, again, by ascending, you know, by bringing your awareness into source energy. So you get into the collective, so you're going beyond the personal, tapping into those universal energies, and then picturing, imagining, and feeling it come through the Sushumna, feeling it come through that bridge of light, through the funnel of light, feeling it come through the body, and let that work on you. You know, I've seen amazing things happen with people working with the subtle energy, to tumors disappearing, cancer remission or completely healed, aches and pains going away, you know, people that were going to have back surgery not having to. And again, it's tuning into that natural healing energy that we are, the pranic life force energy. You're tapping into the prana. So I hope that helps. Let's get to the callers. Hello, 916-206. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hello. I've never been on your show before. Hi. I just would like a reading. Whatever.
Okay. What's your question? First of all, what's your first name?
This is Brianna. I'm in California.
Brianna. Okay. Just name the name. And then what's your question?
I guess just spiritually what's happening. I don't know.
Well, think of a question. A question makes you responsible for your path. When you ask a question, you're invested. You're not just sitting back in the passenger seat. You're proactive. Do you want me to come back to you? Do you want to think of something?
I'm very proactive on all levels. I'm a light worker. So the spiritual question.
But I mean in the question. In your, yeah. Do you want me to come back to you, Brianna? Do you want to think of something?
It's Diana, and that was my question.
Okay.
What's next on my spiritual path?
Okay. Okay, so we've got not a great connection here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, on the spiritual path. Well, I feel like there's something you're supposed to do or meant to do that you've been knowing that you need to do that's lagging. It may even have something to do with publishing and maybe also speaking. Are you doing anything with groups and traveling? Hello?
Well, that's my plan.
Good. Yeah. Then that's it.
Yeah, I would like for you to tell. So my plan is going to happen
if you start putting it. Yeah, if you start putting energy to it, there's the guides are laughing and say you know what it is. So that is the next step for you. But I do feel there's going to be some travel involved in what you're doing. It's showing it's not just local. And
well,
there may even be something
because I have been traveling for a year and a half.
Okay. So you're doing it then. But also now they're telling me there does seem to be something coming in also, I feel, overseas or England, Europe somehow. I feel like there's going to be a pilgrimage, some kind of group. But it is saying, so then continue with the traveling. You're doing that. And also that I feel publishing.
Well,
I feel
I am
like you
writing.
Can even have... Perfect, perfect. Then you're on path.
Oh well, I need to run into the people that are going to get me there, or else the money, so I can do it myself.
Yeah, well,
so,
I do. You know, there's
overseas
ways,
England.
There's,
Overseas England.
Hello?
Is that going to be my spiritual family?
I feel well. I don't know. There seems to be like there's a connection there. You have a Celtic connection.
I feel it.
Yeah, there does seem to be something with, I don't know, pilgrimage or a group over there. I don't know if you're going to sort of stay because I see you coming back, but I do see eventually there will, and it's almost like a dream come true for you. But right now it is showing the small groups, it's showing the travel, it is showing a focus in publishing. But I do feel you're going to do a lot even on your own with the publishing. I feel like there could be like a lot of little books, online books or something, a series, manuals or something, the work that you're doing. It shows quite a bit. Yeah. So that help?
Yeah, it helps. I'll continue with my manifestations. I mean, you just said what all my manifestations are. And I'm expecting
Perfect.
It every now moment for it to happen. Starting
Perfect.
With the car.
Well, good. Good.
Okay.
Good. All right. Much peace.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Nice to connect with you, Diana. Hi, 201-995, you're on Awakenings Radio.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. My name is Brittany.
Can you speak up? Brittany?
Sure.
Speak up a
yes,
little bit.
Yes, my name is Brittany.
Funny. Perfect. Hi, Brittany. What's your question, comment, or?
Well, just lately I'm kind of at a standstill, or I guess you could say a crossroads. I had like a really hard fall and winter. Just all aspects of life, health, friendships, romance, like everything. And I kind of just took a lot of time when I was going through all of that, just like spiritually. And, you know, knock on wood, everything's okay now, nothing's happened, but I'm just kind of like, I guess, waiting for the next step or the next
shoe to fall. Yeah, the next step too, the next. One thing I do see, you had to really, a little bit, I think you're going to get even more into it, is looking at your own values, principles, and beliefs, and really understanding what you're about, you know, on your own. And by the way, Brittany, this is happening for a lot of people right now, where they're having a fall, and or some are calling it a misstep. And really what it is, sometimes that happens to us, to then see, ooh, what's really real? You know, it's almost like going on a camping trip. You kind of look around and go, you know, I don't want to lug all that stuff, you know, or you're traveling overseas or something. It's like, I don't want to bring all that with me. So I feel you're in a major, major evaluation mode, or soon to be. I still feel you're in your process is what I'm hearing. It is suggesting to look for more like-minded individuals. It's good that you're doing, you know, studying or courses or workshops, you know, meditate. I would also say spend more time even in nature, or allow more unstructured time, you know, in your life. Now, I am seeing something change with work also. Are you changing what you're doing? There's a change with work, career focus.
Well, that's another thing. I was doing makeup for a while, and then I kind of got offered a job a few years ago as a manager of a clothing store, and that was a possible career, but it was almost like, I feel like it was just a misstep, like you said before. Maybe it wasn't such a great choice. But now I'm just like, I don't really know what I want to do.
Well, and see, really, the things that are the most fulfilling for us, we don't necessarily know, or we might have an inkling of it, but then how we put it together, how it ends up manifesting.
Exactly. I'm getting just kind of little, like, snippets of different things, I guess. But it could
be
going back
and forth. Well, I do feel you're more project-based, and so I feel what's going on right now is, like, you're clearing a lot of kind of old programming, old thoughts about what you should do or shouldn't do or can do or can't do.
Mm-hmm.
I like the makeup around you. I like you in that creative field. But I also feel you, I do feel you want to be your own boss and have your own, gosh, you could do, talk to our other, Diana on the other line. You could do, I feel you could do publishing, you could do producing, I feel you could do import, export. It has to be something interesting to you, artistic or helping others. But I also feel that you're very organized. That's probably why you got offered the managing job. But, you know, take something to bridge right now and give yourself time to put something together. Because I don't feel like, I feel like with you it's going to be something that's a hybrid. You're going to put something together. And I do see it quite successful.
Yeah.
You're not going to have to worry about money, by the way. So you'll be able to put something together where people will be like, oh, what, you do that? Yeah, I have this interest. And you know, it reminds me of people that, like going to Asia, and then all of a sudden, you know, they go, oh, yeah, I have this import-export company, you know, and I bring this in, or I do this kind of design, or, you know, I have a good friend of mine that has an art gallery in Tibet, because, you know, so he goes there and gets art and brings it to the States and sells it, because he likes traveling and wants to help the Tibetans. So you're going to do something like that, and you're on your way. You're on your way.
Right, as far Brittany? As, like, relationships and stuff, just, like, a quick snippet.
You know what I'm going to have, because we have a lot of people on the line. Well, actually, we have
Paul.
When Paul comes on, too, he'll be doing... No, don't apologize, because he'll be doing readings as well. Let's see. I like to keep 1 to 2 questions, but once the it's hard for me because once the channel's opening, I'm just, no, don't. It's meant to be. Actually, yes. There now, maybe sooner, but I feel more maybe in the time of Pisces, yeah. So almost there, Aquarius Pisces time next year. There'll be a couple guys this year, but I feel more friend energy. But I do feel Aquarius Pisces time. You'll meet somebody, and it's a very kind of spiritual relationship. Very kind of spiritual, okay. Connected. Yeah, relationship. Very, very creative. I feel that somehow he could be. If he's not in the creative field, he definitely has that as a hobby. Something very creative. Maybe
okay.
Music, painting, or drawing. I don't know, painting, drawing, sketching. All right,
okay,
keep us posted.
Thank you.
Blessing. You're very welcome. Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
Hi, 831-595. You're on Awakenings Radio.
Well, good morning, or afternoon, excuse me. My name is Lisa.
Say the first name.
Lisa.
Lisa, hi, Lisa.
Hi.
And what's your name?
Well, I'm in love and I'm unemployed. What to the guys?
Well, you know, a lot of times it's either or. You got to ask for
right.
Both. but it's.
I'd just like to know where my relationship will be heading, and everything is beautiful right now. And we've talked a lot about merging and. I just want to see where I should. I mean, my head's in the clouds. Ground me a little bit.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Let's see. Have you both talked about living either together or moving together someplace else?
Yes.
A lot about the living, yeah, and maybe even doing like a big move, lifestyle change, it's showing.
Well, he currently is in business with a lady who's influencing him to do other things, and they've been partners for 10 years. And I
feel like that could be dissolving.
Jealousy. Is that dissolving?
I don't see it long term. I feel like it's based on something that's maybe there was feelings before.
Yes.
Yeah.
She has,
so
and he doesn't.
Yeah, well, he doesn't, but he hasn't totally cut them. You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes the charisma, the salesman energy is there. I don't feel that it's gonna work down the road with them, and I feel like he is trying to kind of, in other words, sometimes, you know, you kind of know someone likes you, and you're kind of flirty or just open or a little extra warm, and it helps. But sometimes that can be fine because people can just appreciate each other,
right,
be attracted to each other,
right,
like each other. But
like
I feel
said,
like it's
getting that.
No, I know it's not you, but I do feel, you know, I do feel he's gonna be at a crossroads soon, and I don't feel that it has anything to do with you. I mean, you may mention something, he may ask you, like saying, oh, I don't think, for some reason, things aren't going as well, or she's very irritated or short with me, or she's wanting to change the percentage of. So he's got to finish that. He's got to finish that. That yours seems to be still growing and there's an unfolding there. But you're going to start. Have you not interviewed? I feel a lot of interviewing around you that's going to be coming up.
I've been putting out the resumes. I am a nurse, an LVN, but I'm going into forensics. I need finances to get my certification in certain fields of forensics, but I have to get a job, not a career oriented. I don't think it'll be, I want it to be career oriented. A lot of hiring freezes going on right now.
Let me ask you, with your job, with your type of work, would you ever travel someplace or have to go someplace else to work? I feel a definite. You're going into like a major transition time. And I can feel some of it has to do with, okay, here's the deal. I'm going to give it to you straight.
Just please give it to me straight.
Yeah, I feel what's going to happen is you're going to end up, I don't know if it's a major move or you're where you are now and then you have to travel someplace else with work. It could be another hospital or something, clinic, something where, and then a dentist deciding, do I stay here or move elsewhere and then go to school? What it's going to do, it's going to kick your little friend in the etheric arse, so to speak. That he's got to make a decision. The business relationship, I don't feel is healthy for him. It's mucky. I don't know. There's something off there, and I feel
he's
it's going to even be off money-wise.
Yeah.
Or what? It's what?
She's very possessive with him. Like, even the fact that he and I are friends, we're friends before we got involved, she didn't like
mm-hmm.
that. And it took, I feel as if, I know she's 20 years older than him, I feel as if she felt possessive or possessed him, and
mm-hmm.
I kind of made the waters mucky. But I really feel like there's this karmic connection between him and I, and I just wanted to know what that is and what we need to
okay,
work with.
Okay, now we look at that.
Work on. Cosmic karma.
Here's the thing. Yeah, there is. Okay, and I like to say dharma, yeah, because I don't really believe in karma, but we do come to help each other on the life path. You are the Pied Piper of going forward. You are the Pied Piper of let's make something happen, let's create, the positivity is there. You're a couple steps ahead of him. He is in the muck and the mire. He is stuck. You are, you ever see Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, flying around?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your energy is saying, let's go, let's do it, woo! So that's what you're being Tinkerbell to him. So
okay.
He has a choice to, do I want to get unstuck from this codependent, manipulating relationship, you know? Do I have the guts to do this on my own or branch out or find another way or work with someone else and he has some growth to do.
Right.
What he's showing you, I mean, there's a lot of potential between the two of you, I do feel.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing you, in a sense, what you want, certain things that you do want and like in a man, especially the talking and you can do the day-to-day activities together. You get along. There's a friendship there. There's a lot that's there. So it's showing you that. But it's also showing you, your higher self is saying, not just outer beauty, but your inner beauty, that this radiance that you have for life. You have, you know, joie de vivre. You have a lot of life force energy. So I feel by him being in that bind and that stuckness, it's reflecting to you. It's showing you, because a lot of people, you know, bless him. I mean, a lot of people are in that situation, you know.
The codependency, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the stuck. I mean, I had somebody years ago that I personally knew, and I couldn't believe the bind they were in. And they knew, you know, they had been with me for a while. They knew, like, the magic of life. They knew you could do this, you could go here, you could, you know, open up. And this person said, I said, you're not going to just stay in this, are you? And they said, millions of people do. Millions of people make this kind of choice. I can't go on. So, in a way, he's holding that vibration, but I do feel he has a chance. So it's showing you your worth and what you're coming in with, how you actually do help people just by being you. And you're giving him the opportunity, not just through example, but energetically, that, you know what, you can get out of this box. You can crawl out of this. Instead of bouncing back and forth with the walls with this person, all you have to do is step over the box, you know, or the paper bag. All you have to do is crumple the bag down and then just step out. And that's what you broke. So you're at a major crossroads, a major transition, not just with him, but in your life, and so is he.
Yeah.
So it's either does he trust and go forward, get out of this situation, because either way it's going to break up. It's not going to last. He's not going to make the millions he thinks with it. It's not going to last. So he either does it now proactively or it blows up later.
So this relationship
and
is
can,
not going to last. This business
no,
relationship.
No, but if he goes for it in the short term out of fear and comfort in the dysfunction, he'll be there for a bit, but it's not meant to, it's not going to last. Eventually he'll grow out of it. I mean, we either grow with the nudge or we grow with the boot, you know, in our bum. So
the words
sometimes courage
to change just came into my mind.
Yes.
Courage to change.
Yes. Sometimes, see, that's what we get. We all sometimes get a little heads up, like, ooh, this is coming down the pike, you know.
Yeah.
And we keep getting
no,
that little,
he's,
so, yeah, the higher self will help us, you know, the universe, God, whatever, you know, they'll help us, like, okay, this is the potential, this is what's coming down the pike, do you want to do it consciously, or do you want to, because it's all coming from the same source, whatever gets that person to go to their
it's
next level.
It's either going to happen, it's going to happen one way or another, whether he chooses
pain or pleasure.
To happen.
Yeah.
Pain or pleasure, oh, I
a,
love that.
Yeah,
I
here's another
that.
One you'll love. It's going to be, it's either going to be a nudge or a push.
Well,
so it's his,
this lady,
it's his
I,
choice, a nudge or...
Yeah, this lady
all
is
right.
Very possessive, so I just feel like
but
she
he's
knows
allowing
how
it,
to play
see.
Him.
But there's
ah,
a trade-off.
Yeah.
He's allowing it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, and again, no judgment with anyone. Sometimes we think, well, if I just tolerate this it'll, for a little longer, I'll make it. And sometimes we do, but the way the energy is changing so much on the planet, most people are getting disappointed. They're like, well, I'm going to hang in this job. And then all of a sudden they get the, guess what, notice. No more insurance
uh-huh.
or we're downsizing or
right,
we'll hire you
right.
back as a contractor. So there's no guarantees anymore. This is why we really have to go with our integrity, you know. And that's why...
Do you...
Check out my blog post because I've been blogging, you know, soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. I've been blogging
uh-huh.
a lot about what's going on in relationship and also this whole idea that, you know, we really, when we're getting those nudges, we have to follow through on those nudges.
Well,
I do need
and
to
that's
get to the
why
next
I
college.
Called you. I know, but I thank
I'm
you
so,
so
you
much for giving me an insight.
Thank you.
I really do.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you. And keep us posted. Keep us posted.
I will. Thank you again.
All right. Because we care. Thank you. Bye. I'm waiting for Paulito. Paulo. 484-949. You're on Awakenings Radio.
Hi. Thank
welcome
you
to
for
the
taking
program.
My call.
You're
Hello?
Welcome. Hello. What's your first name?
Hi there. My name is Tonetta. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Tonetta.
Hi,
your,
how are you?
Question or comment? I'm doing great.
I
I'm
do,
enjoying
I have
the
a,
day.
I have a question.
Yes, yes. About relationship.
My question.
Yeah?
Yes, relationship.
Okay, go ahead with the question.
I have a question. I would like to know a time frame of question too, as well with this.
Okay.
you see Danny trying to work things out with what's going on here between me and him? And if so, a time frame of when you see him approaching me to work things out?
Okay. Now, was this a okay? A live-in situation. I feel like two things. There could be something with moving or living, but I also feel like there could be a long-distance component to this or another town. Danny and Tonetta. Let's see.
I was told before by another psychic he was supposed to be moving into my home, but that did not happen yet, and we had a big, huge blowout on Sunday and Monday.
Yeah.
Because he was caught seeing somebody else behind my back, and now I
yeah.
changed my whole phone number, and so now I'm not talking.
That's what it is.
So what's he going to do
I
now?
I think Cancerian time, well, he's wondering where your head is at. Is he in another, I feel a woman around him. And is he upstairs? Is it upstairs? Is there apartment? Is he living with someone else? I feel there could be he could live with someone else.
No, he's still living with his stepfather.
Oh, okay, so that's who he's living with. Okay, because I didn't feel him. I didn't feel him alone. There definitely is another woman around him. I feel like he could have stayed with another woman also, maybe even a couple. It does show him, because I'm remote viewing right now. I do see someone else in the home.
He was over here staying overnight with me just like 2 weeks ago. He was staying overnight all the time here.
Okay. He's very non-committal and very up in the air with his life and finances. The material plane is a real challenge. You must be the woman that I was seeing then, if he was in your home staying there.
I was told by another psychic that he was going to be moving in my home to permanently live in the month of July, by the end of July. I don't know.
I don't see that. No, I don't see that. I feel like you could talk then in Cancerian time. You guys could have some discussions. I don't feel he wants to permanently live anywhere where he has emotional responsibility, you know, like whatever you call it, marital type responsibility, whether living.
Mm-hmm.
He's happy the coming in and out. I feel he was happy with that. Your challenge or growth is going to be to just, if you like him, accept him as he is and let it be. But I will tell you, I do see another woman, and there's an upstairs, downstairs, unless where he's living now is a townhouse or something where there's two levels.
No, my house, actually, wait a minute, hold on, you're picking up very good.
Is that
now,
you?
Just hold that. Listen, my home, I'm in a townhouse. I'm in a brick.
Oh, it's you then. Okay.
Townhouse. There's an upstairs and a downstairs, and I told you he's been sleeping over here, and other psychics have said that he was going to be asking to live here. But how is he going to live here when I just blew this whole thing up on him, changed my cell phone number, and that's it?
Because you'll probably end up calling him.
No,
you'll
I'm
end
not
up contacting
him.
Okay. All right.
So
well,
unless,
then hold to that
comes,
then.
So unless he comes to my door and apologizes and tries to work this out, I don't know what he's going to do.
Well, I may be seeing the past then at the townhouse, but I'm also getting nudged to say that it's also the future. But I just don't feel an even keel on this thing. I feel like he could stay for a while and then be gone again and go back to where he's staying, or even say he may move in and you may want certain things, and then he's saying, okay, I'm going to just get a room and let's just date. You know, I'm going to get a room somewhere.
So at this
point, do you
see him contacting me like over the weekend? Like coming to my door or a Facebook message or anything saying, I want us to sit down and talk about what's going on.
And what's his first name again?
Danny.
Danny, okay. Well, I was getting more Cancerian time, but now that I asked what's coming up, there will be something being worked out. But wasn't he seeing somebody?
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I don't know who he's involved with.
Yeah. I think you're going to push, but I feel like it's going to blow up again. I feel like it's going to blow, or you're going to wonder what are you doing, or you're just like a blob staying there. He's got to get the finance together, himself together. I feel like it's better having him stay with you and be in and out so you can kind of see what's unfolding more. I definitely feel like there's more connection than there was in the past with the two of you. But it's still like feeling like you're not getting enough. You'll talk to him again.
Well,
you'll definitely talk to him again.
My concern is...
I do need to go on to our next call.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. Okay, I think we have Paulo. Stay on the line, those. And again, if you would like a question or a comment, you have a comment or you'd like a question answered, the number 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad. That lets me know that you want to get on air. And Many of you know Paulo Di Oro, some of you as a psychic and energetic healer. Some of you know him for his amazing ancient bling, wonderful jewelry that he does that's infused with a lot of love and spiritual energy. Paulo has known many leaders and galactic travelers. He continues to break through old patterns and assist in demystifying ancient dogma to use in people's everyday life. His focus is allowing others to grow and activate, which helps each other grow. So you can find him on Facebook. We'll get his email as well. Hello, Paulo. Welcome to the program.
Well, hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm ready.
Well, you're what? You're ready. Yeah, well, we're in the thick
right.
of it with relationship. A lot going on with relationship right now. And,
boy, is that in the air or is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about relationship, isn't it?
It really, and it seems like something new is being called forth from everyone. You know, it's like it feels like in the old paradigm you could really, I think the manipulation worked better in the old paradigm. It's just really not holding or controlling. You know, we want certain things to happen, and the unfolding may be different, you know.
Yeah, I believe we're redefining our ideas of relationships with ourselves, with others, with the planet, in all relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time to redefine, take that place in where you're witnessing, and then therefore you can kind of go forth in a place of more feeling, more from your heart, than less from the knowledge of your past or knowledge that you keep in your, in believing certain things. This is kind of a time of the breaking of that. I feel it's the year of the snake, where the snake is rubbing off the old skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it had been going along, I believe, for a while now, kind of just being the snake, you know how they are, and then here's the time when they leave their den. And they go straight. This is the only time a snake will go straight, and it finds the rocks. It has to find the rocks to peel. So it's all of these pressures in relationships that we're feeling coming upon us. And what we have is the ability to say, yes, okay, that one I can take on, but I need to get a new skin on it. I need to step back. I don't need to see it with my old eyes, because when a snake does shed its skin, it sheds the skin of the eyes also. So it's a time to look at things differently. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Looking at things differently.
Yes.
Nice.
Now I'd say,
and I feel like go ahead.
Well, I would just say that the snake hears differently, but I know the snake doesn't have ears, so I won't go there.
No, but
so
I think
really
that's very
important.
They really
hear by vibration.
Because,
they feel, you know.
Yes, the subtle energy that we need to connect
right.
in more, because you know our eyes can fool us.
Boy, and do
you
they?
You know, but the yeah. They can, but that instinctual, wisdom, that instinctual understanding, does not. You know, the body, the kinesthetic wisdom, that the body
right.
wisdom does not.
That's very true.
And I think even too, like
we
what you're saying,
the,
it's going to drop into the feeling.
Right, exactly. Put your head below your heart, that old adage where your head has no answers and your heart has no questions.
Mm.
And that's kind of like a snake
Boy,
energy.
That's true.
Anything of the kundalini or anything of the movement of the snake is about relationships. And when you think of being a snake, it's in total relationship. It's in a synchronistic connection to the earth. You know, they don't fly. They do fly, but that's good. But they fly from tree to tree. But mostly, you know, you think of a snake on the ground. And therefore, when one comes upon a snake, then that relationship, they demand you to either relook at this, you're now in my world, and they're demanding me to now rethink this because you have this opportunity, or the snake will likely bite.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what the universe is telling you. It's saying, you know, okay, you're cool. Things are okay, but, you know, you're in a relationship now. You're in a year of really working on your stuff. And look at it and redefine that, you know, and connect with what works and connect with what doesn't work. But relook at it.
But just connect. Tamara put in the chat, this is a time for radical respect, being willing to meet those we think we know as if for the first time. Boy, is that true.
Nice.
It is like a re-meeting, isn't it? It is like a re-meeting. And I like the idea, you know, I've been feeling this and getting the messages from the guides for a long time, that it's not so much, we don't really ever need to cut off. We can wind in, and like a snake, wind in and wind out. You know,
exactly.
You wind into
exactly.
something, you wind out. Just go under your rock.
There is there really isn't a cutoff. When you're connected. I mean, we are all connected. That's about relationships. It's like the Einstein's, this is a universe of relativity. It's a universe of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way out of that one.
No, and I think, too, you know, because, right, since, I mean, 2000 on, we're in, I call them the COs, cooperation, collaboration, coherence. We've entered the time of being more in relationship than out of it, and that interconnectedness, you know, to ourselves, all
exactly.
that is, everything, everyone.
Exactly.
And I feel like because of that, right, you're removing from that tolerance into respect and honoring. You have to respect and honor each person's path, even if you don't understand it or even like it. You know, it is part of the divine unfolding.
You have to acknowledge it first. You have to. It's there, and so that's automatically putting you in a place of, well, do I go into that? A type of criticism. Do I cut it off? That's the only way really we cut it off, is by criticizing. Or we just allow that story in, allow their belief system in, and say, okay, it's not my belief system, but this is a relationship here, and you're allowed to believe what you want to believe. You know, you don't have to take it on. There's the way of interpreting the media. We can see and hear that. It may not be the world we want, but we can see it. We have ability to be in relationship with it and choose to be in not relationship with it in certain places.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm seeing the whole adjoining of this planet through the internet, through the world. It's condensing so that we can all see our relationship, see these mirrors clearly, quickly, concisely, and it's easier. It's quite easier now. To me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I would say, so what would you say the current cosmic energy is? What would you say currently is the energy flow?
Currently,
what is it?
Yes. Currently, the snake is also growing. It's also in relationship. It's not just what it is. It's also growing. And I believe the snake is swallowing the rainbow. And what I mean by that is I believe the snake is building its energy, like everyone, to encompass everyone. We're all in expansion, and I believe the snake has the ability to become the rainbow. And I believe that this planet is the rainbow. We are the rainbow planet, to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're all got to look at these different hues, and even in our life's movement, we've got to look at, okay, now the red is going into the yellow, and the yellow is going into the orange, and we need to move like a snake to adapt to whatever those new messages are. So the cosmos is saying, okay, here, this is what's before you, a rainbow. Choose how you want to see that rainbow. Choose your relationship in that rainbow, because you are not exempt. You are in this cosmos. So it's time. Mm. It's time to redefine, relook at things, and you have the ability to choose whatever it is. And, of course, there's karma. Of course, there's many things in a rainbow. There's all aspects in one's belief system is in the rainbow. It's like the Akashic rainbow.
Yeah, and it's like, which ones are you picking and working with, you know?
Exactly.
You got to ask yourself, which ones are you picking now?
Exactly. And has the ones you where you are, is that fulfilling you? Is that working for you? Well, then there's another you. There's another path. There's another way. Way is through relationship. The way is to reach out. Know that you are not alone. So in whatever part of your memory, whatever part of your existence, it's in relationship. And now we have the ability to come into those relationships, no matter if they're even in our unconscious or subconscious, they're there.
Right.
So it's like this rainbow. I see this rainbow snake, and I see it like flying in the sky, and around it, it's like in the center of the universe, and it's around it. It's just creating this huge rainbow around this whole universe, this whole idea of life. Let's just not go to the places of separation. We can choose that, but let's not. Let's look at it. Let's look at how your separation isn't separation.
Right.
You see?
No,
so
separating
it's like
out,
there's,
right? It's not,
yeah. There's no separation.
It's not separation. There is no separation, yeah. And I think people are starting, I know, to feel it more through the subtle energy that there is no separation. There's only a separating out. There's still, you know, there's that interconnectedness etherically, you know, and even playing out other experiences, right? Other lives.
Exactly. In dimensions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So every moment, every breath,
go ahead.
We have that opportunity to have access to all of that.
Yeah.
And that's
I was putting rainbows hold all the light.
This is a pretty powerful time.
It is very. It's intense. It's powerful. It's intense. It's freeing, but it you know, like the snake, when it's shedding, it constricts for a while, and then you expand to that new growth.
Exactly.
Definitely. I want to let everyone know our guest today is Paulo D'Oro. If you have a question or a comment, you'd like a reading, you'd like to share your experiences right now, or you'd like to ask something of Paulo, the number is 347-539-5122. And press 1 on the keypad. That gives us alert on the switchboard that you'd like to get on air. Paulo, let's go to some callers here.
Okay.
Hi, 312-953. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. What's your first name?
My name is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Welcome to the program. Do you have a question?
Hi.
Comment?
I would like a reading, but it's not really on a relationship. It's a little. It's on a.
It could be on anything.
Okay, good. I've been for the
as long as
it's
like a question.
Go
ahead.
Yes, I've been putting out my resume and job hunting, and I've been getting turned down, and I got a resume, and, I applied for this position, but I'm a little nervous that it's not going to work out because it's been doing it for the past few times that I've put it out. Do you see any positive in that, in the last position that I've applied for?
What I feel is you need to go to the place inside of you that knows, you know, you will have this position when you go there. When you put your resume out, it needs to be every aspect and intent on receiving this job. As I said, you are in relationship. You are in relationship into the work field and your relationship to others who are vying for that job.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to come with your best, you know, your best show here. Step it up. And you need to step it up to where you believe that you are going to receive this at first. I would also look at the resume. It's just words. It's just places.
Right.
Look at those. Right. Hone it down and sharpen it up. You need to step it up because you're now in relationship with very professional people from who knows. From what country that you're up against, you see? In the older days of the paradigm, you know, when I was looking for a job, it was basically people who traveled in or people who were working in that system or people in the neighborhood who saw that paper.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have an internet, you have this incredible, vast area mm-hmm. of people also wanting this position. So you connect with that, whatever that position is, and put those energies in your resume geared toward that.
Okay.
Center it toward that. I feel
I think,
that if,
go ahead.
If you do
yeah, go
that,
ahead, go
that
ahead.
Will start
Paula,
to...
go ahead.
Yes,
what did
go
you
ahead.
Want to say, Carol?
Oh, Carol. Go ahead.
I'm listening to him, and I've changed my resume. I went in with a spirit that I'm going to get this job, and I actually had an interview. I mean, they love me. And then it was like I had to go in for a working interview for my particular profession. And mm-hmm. I was scheduled to work, and they called me the day before and told me they don't need me. I'm like, okay, what is going on? So mm-hmm. I'm getting, like, I'm trying to get
yeah.
my spirit up about this, but it's kind of like, oh, is it going to work
yeah,
out for me?
I hear you. I hear you. Part of what I feel also in it is I feel something in you is changing about perhaps even what you want.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with the last one, I feel it was a money issue. I feel like they gave the extra work to someone else or was from within.
Mm-hmm.
And you might run into that a little bit. So some of it, you know, I may not be you. Some of it I do agree with Paulo. And you might even try doing two types of resumes, even something that's more what you want or what you want to give people, almost like a paragraph at the beginning. And
oh, I did that. I got it. It's
did you?
Top.
Okay, what did you put?
Like,
what did you put? What's the gist of it?
It's just basically telling what type of person that I am and what I will bring to that position. And that's like the very top of the resume. It's not like in a traditional type of resume because I knew I had to change it up. And that's why I was listening to Paula. I'm like, I've done that. So I'm hoping that it'll catch somebody's attention.
No, but that's the position I see you in.
I don't know about what the person is. I feel like it's more, it needs to be more, not so much what you are, but what
uh-huh.
you will do.
Uh-huh.
More of what you're looking
for.
Yeah, that's
but
the
just,
more.
But just
like,
in that question she's asking.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Carol. Go ahead, Carol. What do you think?
Oh, I'm thinking.
Yeah, when you
like,
were starting to say.
Right. You're saying, like, okay, say for instance, whatever it is, it's like, okay, put it presented as this is what I'm going to do for you. So hire
yes.
me. I'm that best person for this position.
Yes.
Of.
Not so much.
Okay.
Not so much who you are, but
right.
in other words, the skills that you have and how you're going
uh-huh.
to apply them.
Okay.
In this type of position of what you're looking for. Almost like, and I happen
okay.
to notice that your company is looking for people that communicate really well. I can bring that
mm-hmm.
communication. I work as a communication broadcaster, and I'd
okay.
love to bring that. I'd love to marry that with your vision of wanting to broadcast your ideas all over the world. I was very successful as a communication broadcaster, and I want to bring that to your company. So not
okay,
you see the difference?
Yeah. Okay.
But
Carol, so,
in your asking, in her asking,
mm-hmm.
she's still asking for hoping to get the job.
Right. That's
you've got
the
to
biggest
listen
thing.
To your. You've
yeah.
got, well, that's the position
yeah.
the universe is hearing. That
yeah.
you're hoping
okay.
to get it. You've got.
So
you've got
say,
to watch
got
your
it.
Song here.
Mm.
She's very
yeah.
correct. Align yourself with what you can bring. What you
mm-hmm.
can do to expand them, because they have no idea what you
mm-hmm.
really are.
Yeah.
And when you present who you really are, then they do. And they say, well,
okay.
well, that's not... Then they have a lot of areas to look at and say, well, this is okay, but this isn't, you see.
Mm.
You want to just apply to where their concern is to further the company's, you know, further expand.
Okay.
And what you can bring to it. And that's my way of saying stepping up.
And before I get off the call, okay, the job that I'm applying for is very competitive, and I don't even know if I'm going to get an interview. That's the biggest thing, and that's what I was concerned about. Will I snag to get the interview?
I kind of feel, you know, I hate to say, I do see you landing a job this year. divine timing can happen. It could be sooner. I hate this. I'm feeling more August, September. I'm feeling more.
Okay.
And maybe it's you taking some of the things Paulo is sharing with you and you kind
yeah.
of working through some stuff. I don't know, Paulo, if you get a timing at all.
I my bottom feeling is that you're it's almost like you're parallel to what you should be doing. So there's
mm-hmm.
so that what I think when you link up to a company, you're going to find a new meaning of how you're redefining your position, your career.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
your career, where you're coming from in your
yeah.
resume, and this is where I'm seeing, where your resume is an old paradigm of that way.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're coming with is a more futuristic. You've got to meet
yeah.
them. You've got to push up and
yeah.
say, okay, I can talk the
yeah.
lingo.
But you're getting there, Carol. You're getting
okay.
there.
You're
right.
there.
Re-listen
you're
to
you're
this.
There. You just need
you're
to,
there.
Yeah.
You got to just communicate it. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
There.
Thank
yes.
you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Carol,
me.
For calling in. You're so welcome. Blessings. Okay. Hi, 928-613. Welcome to Awakenings. Hi, 928-613. You're on Awakenings.
Yes, hello?
Yes, you're on air.
Yeah, hi.
It's you. 928. Yeah, what's your first name?
Elfina.
Elfina or Delfina?
Yes. Elfina,
A-L-P-H-A-N-E. Oh, Elfina, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, pretty name. Okay, got, I don't know, today the lines are a little, it's a little low, and I've turned up the... adjusted the volume, but anyway, Alfina, hi, welcome to Awakenings, and you're on air with Paulo D'Oro and me, Michelle. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm wondering if you could give me any insights into my relationship.
That's big, so... with, yeah. <We're> in...
okay, my
so
my hit right away for you.
Go ahead. Okay.
My hit right away for you is the relationship with your grandmother.
What do you mean?
What I mean is you have an elder there who has passed.
No.
Well, some type of elder grandmother, anyway. And they're guiding you.
Around,
they've always
so.
Been guiding you so that if you are, you know, if you have something like a plan,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't
mm-hmm.
always seem to happen that way. It
what?
Seems like you, more, you're being guided. And I believe in this relationship is a time to step back and allow the other person to come forward more.
Okay. Let's look at Elfina. So let's, that's okay. Okay, so let's get more of a specific question. What do you want insight
okay.
into your, what kind of, your dating
I think
relationship?
That's a specific question, isn't it? Yeah, like a relationship, like a dating relationship.
Right, okay.
I'm still not,
you
there's,
know where
there's
it's
not a question
go.
There. You, oh, where is it going, yeah. your dating relationship?
Yeah, like, could you give me any insights into it? Like, is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? Or, like, what's going on right now?
Well, no, no.
Well, that's
see, that's
specific questions. Because insights, because
yeah.
we've got other callers, you know, insights could be, that's a long time. I do workshops and I speak an hour and a half on
okay,
insights.
Okay, I guess my
yeah.
specific
so,
question
can you
would be
specify
now,
what
are his intentions with this relationship?
Ah, there we go. That's,
I like
see,
that.
Now
okay.
you're getting invested. Okay.
I like that. Okay, what is his intentions
yeah.
with you? Is I feel that he's somewhat kind of like you're kind of different for him compared to what he's had in relationship. So there's a mystery about it. He's kind of fascinated, but he doesn't really understand yet what it's what's going on for that because he's trying to get understand you. I feel like he wants to he enjoys the relationship the search, the journey of it. I think his intentions are that he, you know, he's good-hearted. So I don't think you should question his integrity or any of that toward you. I think you you know, I think it's a good thing, but I think that he needs to come forward. He needs to, you know, say what's in his heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get a little distant. Do you feel he distanced a bit? Because I get he wants to date, but there is a little bit of distance there. You might be feeling a
like
little bit
distance,
of space.
Like what do you mean, like distance?
Emotional
kind of distance?
Distance. Emotional distance.
actually, it's long distance.
Ah, okay.
It is a long distance.
There is distance, so that's a distance.
So maybe that's what he needs to do is move.
Well, yeah, but it does show you guys dating, but there is a little bit of a hold back. He's holding back a little bit. Let's see what's coming up for Alfina in regards to dating her boyfriend. Yeah, well, there it is. There is the distance. It's showing long, yeah, it's showing long distance communication. So he sees it more dating, kind of, I agree with Paulo, kind of different. Let's wait and let's see where it's going. I feel there's other people around him. He's definitely interested, but there is this distance aspect, figuratively and literally as well. I agree. Let it unfold more and let him come to you. Yeah,
right.
Alfina. Let it unfold more. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, one thing I just love and I've noticed the last, as an energy gets more intense, people really wanting to hold on or trying to mold something into something. And I know there's a lot of uncertainty in the world, but I feel like we need to be more process-oriented or let things more unfold in our life in general. I know it can be difficult,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What do you think? What
well,
helps
desperateness,
people be able
you know,
to do
desperateness
that?
You can really, yeah.
Feel.
The desperateness
can
put us in that place, right?
Okay.
It's a survival mode again.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily an amorous relationship when one is in survival mode. So.
Yeah. So everybody, be aware of over-controlling, you know, that. And I know people don't want to hear that, but you got to understand, as a psychic, when you tap into what other people are thinking or feeling, you can see how, you know, and we've all been there, how we repel that which we want. Because we don't even give some marinating room or breathing room, you know. It's like following them into the bathroom, you know. They're trying to go to the bathroom. We're following them and knocking on the door. Hey, come on. What are you doing in there? You know, do you want to talk? You didn't call me at 7. You called me at 8. What were you doing from 7 to 8? You know, it's like, oh, my God. So,
and that opens up for a whole field of the disconnect, you know, from the emails and the texting and the da-da-da. You know, that
mm-hmm.
is a big disconnect because it's mm-hmm. just that area of the airwaves also influencing. So, yeah, I think some people, you know, see a relationship
trust more.
And they want to mold it into the relationship they want.
Yeah.
And it's not necessary.
And
they're not giving it a chance
also,
to really.
You can't turn people into something they aren't. And then I imagined over-controlling or manifesting. That's a very good point, over-controlling, because when we manifest something, it only means, look it up in the dictionary, to make visible. So it in order for something to become in physical form or manifested, the template has to be there astrally or etherically. So very often people are trying to make something happen that there's no template for. It only means to make visible, right? To make seen,
right.
to make visible. You're not creating something out of nothing. So, you know, the other person has their free will, too, right, Paula? I mean, the other person's got
exactly. their... And what I feel is we, by doing what we do a lot of times, we don't allow them to contribute.
Yeah.
We're not giving them a fair place to contribute to our story, to who we are. We're, you know, it's like you've got to be open to that. If that's relationship, you've got the give and take. You know, it's just, that's the arena.
And I'm always putting, you know, we're consciousness made manifest. What does that mean? We're consciousness in physical form. We're not making consciousness. So, right? So,
not yet.
Not yet, yeah. Well, we are, I guess on some level, actually we are. I take that back. Yeah. Actually, we are setting that. Yeah, we're reforming it. It's consciousness is what it is, but we're reforming it or creating new forms.
I'm sure China will have a kit soon.
Yeah. And Paula, what do you think, and Tamara's putting this all speaks to what right relationship looks like. Sovereignty. Yeah, sovereignty and mutual respect. Respect for sovereignty,
yeah.
Mutual respect.
Yeah.
Paula, what can we do? And you can feel it and hear it. And again, I've been there. We've all been there. But the tightness in the body, in the voice, the tightness energetically means we're trying to control something. What can help people...
Yeah.
To step out of that right now, whether it's a relationship to themselves, doing something or not doing something, or especially what's happening with other people, to get out of that over control.
Well, I'm going to get high tech on you guys out there. Go to an app that says breathe. Go to an app that says breathe. Remember to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite useful.
Mm-hmm. Just remember to breathe.
Yeah. Take a breath.
You know, the breath, it's the space.
Exactly.
The breath
reflects how much we allow in. The breath reflects how much we allow in. It's very, one of my friends is an opera singer, and the breath of this person is immense. And his life is immense. And his wife is an opera singer, and her life is immense. I'm going, wow, that's really interesting. It really reflects that. So if we're controlled and contrite in our breath, we're controlled in our contrite in all our aspects, in all of it. Because this is the connection of it all, is the breath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So breathe. And there's apps now, I believe, you know, you can just
And if you're old school, use a postie. Just put a little postie up, breathe. Put it in your car, put it in your office, put it on your computer, put it in your mirror for when you first get up in the morning to breathe. You know, it's a space. There's a.
That's the way, really, we need to understand that each moment, each breath gives us a new opportunity in that situation. In every situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love what Profundity put in the chat. Over-controlling is a way of compensating for personal insecurities. Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose so. We're getting called on. It's true, though. It is true. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
It's true,
and,
but it, like, you know, that seeps into quite a lot of things. You know, the insecurities pop out everywhere.
Everywhere. We all have insecurities, but... Yeah, we all do. But I like, take the breath.
I believe
and just
to
allow,
honor those, you know, don't control that. Just honor them and know thyself. One of the big ones, right?
Mm-hmm. So true. Now, we have other callers on the line, but you haven't pressed one, so I'm not picking up because I think you might be just listening via phone. also, I think we did have the 831-595. I don't know if you have a little parting hello or word, which I think was.
Hi, 831-595.
Well, yes.
It's Lisa again, and I didn't get to talk
to
Paulo.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to put my insight also. Hello. That to love is to be open to love, you have to know yourself. And a lot of people want that instant gratification. It's the I'm entitlement stage. And I can tell everybody out there since my divorce that I had taken years to get to know myself and what I call the detox, which was the weight of materialistic, spiritual, limited beliefs from others. And they don't learn it. And when they don't learn it and they don't learn themselves, how are they expect to? They expect somebody else to give it to them.
Well, let me put it for me. I've kind of in and out with the Navajo Dene for 13 or so many years. And they explained to me that it's all a circle. Okay?
Yeah.
So in your life, you're going to have this ability to go through every part of this circle. okay? And as they see themselves, they come in as you may met you if you've ever seen the Zuni bear with the lightning bolt in there.
Yes,
it's usually a little fetish. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they believe that that's how their spirit is. It comes in as a lightning bolt. Okay. It's in relationship to everything it comes into, but it's a clear, clear energy. And they believe along the way that that energy, being magnetic, and we are magnetic, will draw in our experiences. And that magnetic force will go right through. It doesn't reverse and go back. It goes right through. And so they think they allow themselves, you know, to understand life by that circle. They travel that circle so that they can see the aspects of life, but they are still the lightning going through. So this allows them to not identify with each part of the circle, but be the circle and then leave. And it's a really interesting way to look at it.
Okay, I understand. The circle, I do. But now I do have a question for Pablo.
Okay.
I had a beautiful reading earlier, and I want a man and your spirit guide's take on the relationship that I am in and what karma am I to fulfill here so I don't have to repeat it.
Well, that's because you're stating it? No, you don't have to repeat it at all. It's not going to be repeated. Forget that. That's off the plate. You know, since your journey, you've learned every exit to not repeat it. In other words, you have all the information to avoid it. Correct?
Okay, yeah.
So therefore, you take that information when there is any point, you're the only one that can allow anyone to hurt you. I want to put that on the airway. We're the only ones that can allow anyone to hurt ourselves. It's us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So
owning that, you don't have to repeat anything.
Okay.
And what you bring is such light, such gift, such wisdom, but you also bring a density, which people have to acknowledge about you. And that density is not always received as one likes, you know, they're going to have different relationships with that density, that manifestation. Because I feel like you're almost a star child. Like, why am I in body here? Why am I doing all this all the time?
Mm-hmm.
No, they call that ADD.
like thousands
she's
of us
Tinkerbell.
Are going, oh, my God,
she's
I love
Tinkerbell.
You.
I am Tinkerbell with
oh,
ADD.
She's Tinkerbell. She's got her fairy dust. She's Tinkerbell.
Yeah. Exactly.
Tinkerbell with
well,
her fairy
sprinkle
dust.
It, honey. Sprinkle it before
yeah.
you go to... You know, there's an amazing... I wish I could remember the poet, but he was Langston Hughes. Oh, you're so lucky. Langston Hughes wrote about a woman. Mm. It's a poem or a little story about how she prepared
Breaking
herself
up.
For the... Well, she prepared herself for an evening of meeting her amour, her love.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what she did. She would go through the bath, the vanity, the process of raising the vibration. And this is the thing I feel the earth is needing now. It's needing ritual to meet these places. We just don't come from a consciousness of having driven the cab and then we go into our date or we have our iPhone along, you know. It's like, no, we need these stages to work into. And whether it's, you know, all day or in a second, however year one can, you know, you do it. But I feel like put the fairy dust before you. You have Tinkerbell land, put her wings in gossamer energy, and bring and walk. Have Tinkerbell walk to your love.
I shower him. He showers me. It's we're both illuminated. I, you know, that saying's too good to be true at moment. But we've been growing.
No,
we really
no.
Have.
Let's let go of that one. Yeah. No. I just believe that's a
as a woman.
Gift.
I do worry about his choices.
But as you said, I'm kind of letting him make him on his own. So,
yeah. I would allow that, and I would also you're going to be Tinkerbell no matter what, you see. So
yeah.
Having that information, I would be the amour. I would become the love for that. You know, just play with it, enjoy it, love it, open to the more love of it. But when we're Tinkerbell, you know, you're in little shots here, a little there, it's not all connected. You know, that's why Tinkerbell is manifest, because she has Tinkerbell in all.
No, she lands. Let her be light. Let her be light. Use your light. We got to go. It's been wonderful.
I love
connect.
You guys.
Thanks, Lisa, for calling back in. Love you. Big hug.
Thank you.
Call back. Loved chatting with you. So nice.
Get some chainmail for Tinkerbell, a chainmail outfit.
She can wear leather and lace. Oh gosh. Thank you all. Yeah, Profundity put enjoyed the show, the folks in the chat and the thoughts and ideas exchanged. Thank you all. Thank you all too in that chat room, also known as Sacred Space of Empowerment Room. Thank you all that took the time to call in with your questions, because you know when you ask that question there's hundreds of thousands of others that want to know the same thing. And me too. I love hearing. And thank you for your insights, those of you that shared your insights, whether in the chat room or on the phone lines. Appreciate it so much. Our guest has been Paulo D'Oro. Paulo, how can people get in touch with you?
Well.
Yeah.
want to know. Facebook. I have a Facebook. Paulo D'Oro,
okay.
P-A-O-L-O, D-O-R-O, I think what you'll have on there. And I believe my email is Paulo, P-A-O-L-O, and at planetproperties.com.
There we go. So if you want to talk more with him, have a reading, chat, see some of his jewelry, the ancient bling, you can... catch him on the Facebook or by his email. Thanks so much, Paulo, for gracing us with your lovely light and spirit. So wonderful to connect with you.
Thank you for the invitation, as always.
Yes, always great to have you here.
Yeah.
And again, that was Paulo D'Oro, and you can connect with him at Paulo at planetproperties.com. Want to also let everyone know that we have a Soul Path group using this Saturday. That's the 29th, and it's using the subtle energy and metaphysical principles for manifesting. You can find out more about it at principlesformanifesting.eventbrite.com or also on Facebook. And connect with Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living if you want more information of the new emerging consciousness and what's coming up and how to navigate those waters. It's soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com and, of course, my daily OM course. Always wonderful to connect with all of you every Wednesday. It's so nice, just such a delight. I love sharing, and I learn so much each time as well. So thank you all for that extend out. And thank you all that listen via the archives and iTunes. And thank you also for the wonderful appreciation comments that you leave on the iTunes page. Bumps us up in the ratings, helps more people find awakenings and find each other and get the support on their path. So until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.